Hello and welcome to another Culture Strut Centre podcast. I'm delighted to be joined by Elaine Barker. Hello, Elaine.
Hello.
Elaine is basically Culture Strut Centre Folk Club. I know other people are involved, but you've been there at Culture Strut Centre Folk Club for 30 years?
Yes, I started doing the bookings in 1984. We actually moved here in 1982.
Mm. Although the Folk Club itself began, I think, in 1964.
That's right. It started in the heyday of the Folk Revival. It was set up by a chap who was very strongly a CND supporter. The first one was Easter Monday 1964, and most of the people attending had all been on the Aldermaston March.
Mm. So there was a folk revival in the 1960s. It feels to me like there's been a folk revival in recent years. Is that something you've sensed?
I definitely think so. I mean, I do put it down to technology, the internet. If we book somebody that nobody's heard of, they can listen to them on YouTube. They can look up their websites. Also, there's the BBC Folk Awards, which have been great.
Mm. And Radio 2?
Yes, in furthering, the careers of the new artists.
So we're here to celebrate Culture Strut Centre Folk Club. And we want to talk a little bit about the past, but we also want to look at what's coming up, because a new programme has just begun, hasn't there?
Yes.
And so let's just look at the highlights of the things that are coming up for this new season, Elaine. What's your sort of pick?
Right, well, we've got some of the older generation who've been around for many years and playing for our folk club for many years, who are still at the top of their game. So we have Martin Simpson coming on the 23rd of October, who is a fantastic singer, guitarist, banjo player, quite a legend, really. And the other one I would pick out is Chris Wood on Monday the 27th of November, who really is so fated now that, you know, you'll hear him on mainstream radio.
Really?
Of course, we've got some of the new ones coming as well.
I've heard of Martin Simpson, not just heard of him, I love Martin Simpson. And I sort of think back to the 60s, you know, John Martin, Richard Thompson, mm-hmm. Richard Thompson's still going, Nick Drake and people like that, they are iconic figures, aren't they?
Yes.
And I see Martin Simpson as well. But the most iconic figure of all, in my mind, is Bert Jansch.
Yes.
And I know that that's one of your favourite memories of being here at the Folk Club. So could you just sort of elaborate on your Bert Jansch story?
Yes, well, Bert used to come and play solo for us. Mm. So we struck up quite a relationship with him and his wife. And then I got a phone call out of the blue from Lauren, his wife, to say Pentangle are reforming. Well, Pentangle were the band of my youth. Mm. And they used to play at the Manchester Free Trade Hall.
Mm.
And I would go and see them as a teenager. And they were reforming to do a couple of concerts at the South Bank.
Mm.
And Lauren said, we need somewhere to do a warm-up.
Mm.
We'd like to do two nights. Could we come to you?
Mm.
So with the help of the Arts Centre, because as it happened, they wanted a Wednesday and a Thursday, we put the band on. And I compared both evenings, which was a great joy for
Wonderful.
Me.
Wonderful, yeah.
And the other great story is the Folk Club had booked Bert in the 60s.
Yeah.
And there is a letter that is quoted where he wrote to the organiser to say, I'm sorry I didn't come last night. I hope I didn't let you down. But I didn't have the money for my fare. I couldn't get a lift, nor could I borrow a guitar. And famously, in the 60s, somebody stole Bert's guitar, so yes. It was clear that was then. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Bert, believe it or not, was a huge influence on his Bobness, Mr. Dylan. And you mentioned the Manchester Free Trade Hall. That was. There's also this legendary gig in 1965 where someone shouts Judas at Bob, and that's become known as one of the great moments, in fact, in post-war popular culture for various reasons. I think your brother was at that.
My brother was 17, and he was actually at that concert, and he was an all-time big Dylan fan. He used to buy all the bootleg albums as well as all the released albums.
I mean, to be at that gig is a bit like saying you were at the famous Sex Pistols gig in Manchester, where everybody says they were there, everyone in Manchester says they were there. There were actually only about 17 people went to that one. But, yeah, I mean, that's an astonishing thing. And Bert is such a legend. I mean, Dylan talks about Woody Guthrie obviously influencing him. Elvis Presley, he'll often say, influenced him. And then he says, well, there's a British guy who influenced me, and that was Bert Jansch. So, you know, it's amazing, that connection between the folk club and Bert.
Yes.
We've looked at Martin Simpson, we're talking about Bert, we're talking about some of the more traditional names. Who sort of is someone to look out for with the new names, the up-and-coming performers who are coming to Colchester Arts Centre Folk Club?
Well, of course, we had a wonderful young band last night. I'm still feeling a bit bleary from it, called Ponzalias. There is a degree course at Newcastle University in folk music.
Is there?
So a lot of these young artists now have come out of the folk degree course.
How interesting.
We've got next week, we've got Greg Russell and Jack Rutter.
Yeah.
They're both in different outfits normally, but they're doing solo, double bill. And Greg Russell is with, normally in a duo with Kieran Algar, and they won both the Young Folk Award, and the following year they won the Horizon Award for Best Newcomers. Mm. And they're so young that Kieran did their acceptance speech and thanked his school for letting him have time off to go to the ceremony. So there's Greg Russell, and then Jack Rutter is in More Moss and Rutter. And they will be very good next Monday.
Well, those are names to look out for. I'm looking forward to coming along. And, you know, I did go to the folk club when I first came to Colchester. And I'm pleased it's not just there, it's absolutely thriving. And it's developing and changing and adapting. It's very exciting. Thank you very much, Elaine, for that. We've also got here today Bex, who, as regular listeners will know, likes to compile her lists and things that are coming up at the Arts Centre. I mean, last time I remember it was Pontastic Tribute
Bands. It was indeed, yes.
And that was a wonderful item. Your item for today?
My item for today is a list of upcoming fairs at Colchester Arts Centre, inspired by going to the vegan fair that we had here quite recently, which was full of lots of delicious food and things like that. So I just wanted to talk about some of the other fairs that we have here, some regular, some annual. We have our Farmers Market, which is our next fair that we have, and the Farmers Market happens on the first Friday of the month, and that's 9:30 to 12:30. That's always worth coming along to. There's lots of good stuff to eat. There's always cake. You can also pick up your fruits and vegetables, that kind of thing, and some delicious apple juice as well is usually there. On the 7th of October, we have Colchester Games Fair, which I'm really excited about. There's going to be stalls from Paranoid Miniatures, Cymbeline Games, JP3D. There's also going to be lots of board games and family-friendly board game demos happening, put on by Colchester Games Club. And if anyone plays a lot of board games and identifies as a dice hoarder, there is going to be a Colchester Games Fair D6 that you can pick up. So we also have our Frock Swap on the 12th of November, which is not just frocks, as it says in the name, all sorts of clothes you can bring and trade, or also just shop if you want to come along and just pick a few bits up. So you can come in and drop stuff off from 9:30 to 10:15, and swapping starts at 10:30, and then shoppers can come in from 11:30. And we also have, getting closer to Christmas, our Made in Colchester Fair, which has lots of arts and crafts locally produced and made, that kind of thing. So you can come along, pick up some Christmas presents, that kind of thing.
Brilliant. And I know that as a vegan, you'll have particularly been interested in the vegan fair.
That we just had,
And did you enjoy yourself?
I did, absolutely. I ate lots of incredible food.
Yeah. And, I mean, again, this stereotype, which is nonsense, I know, but that you have to be, if you're into folk music, you have to be a vegan and that kind of thing, isn't true at all.
This is not true.
No, and we were just having a bit of a laugh earlier about this idea of, Aran sweaters and so on. But I think that the image of folk music is now a lot different, isn't it, to what it used to be? And you mentioned the Radio 2 Folk Awards. You people doing a university degree course at Newcastle.
Yeah.
So is that something you've noticed over the years, you've been involved in the folk club, a change in the image?
Definitely, although I think once we moved here, we left our roots of being in a pub room and perhaps with that image.
Mm.
And we moved, obviously, to what is essentially a concert venue.
Yeah, yeah.
So certainly we don't have that image at all.
No, but I love the intimacy of Folk Club Night here at the Arts Centre.
Mm.
And, although, you're talking about it as a concert venue, I think it's a perfect place, isn't it?
It is, and because we now get regulars coming most weeks, there's a lovely buzz of people talking to each other, people know each other. We've just started a travel share project where we're hoping people might offer lifts or offer company walking home at the end of the evening.
Well, I have to say thank you so much to Elaine for coming in to talk about the Folk Club. Thanks very much to Bex. Thanks to Ben, who remained silent throughout this, but has expertly guided us in Colchester Arts Centre podcast number 7.